This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Skin Care and Beauty Channels. We're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today, we are speaking with, once again, Deborah Tosline, who wrote the book Skin Remodeling DIY, An Introduction to the Underground World of Do-It-Yourself Skin Care. The book summarizes the skin's biologic processes, ingredients used in premium skin care, and information about advanced do-it-yourself skin care methods using cosmeceuticals in cosmetic dermatology. Deborah, welcome once again to eHealth Radio.
Hey, Eric. Good to be here. Thank you.
You're welcome, and certainly appreciate you coming out once again and taking out a moment to do so. So to start things off today, in your opinion, what skincare practices are the most beneficial, yet the least practiced?
Well, current research shows that great skin is based on the premise of use it or lose it. So skin that is not stimulated regularly tends to thin, lose function, and experience a decline in natural rejuvenation over time. Now, massage is an easy practice that promotes circulation, relaxes tense muscles, and is really important to reduce facial puffiness. Now, another practice is facial exercise. As we age, face and neck muscles weaken, atrophy, and sag, and the overlying skin also sags. So you can build your face and neck muscles using exercises. But what I find is people rarely do it. They rarely do facial massage or facial exercise, and I believe they're two of the most important things you can do.
How does massage benefit the skin, and what types of massages are beneficial for skin care?
Well, massage can be used to immediately increase circulation and, as I mentioned before, release tension, which would smooth the muscles, and which promotes collagen and elastin production for stronger, thicker, and healthier skin. When the skin is massaged and stimulated, skin cell turnover increases, resulting in soft, supple, and radiant skin. There's a couple different kinds of facial massage that I like to use. One is called friction massage, and it consists of vigorously rubbing the skin over a contracted muscle. And it's described by an author named Sanford Bennett, who published a book in 1907, Exercising in Bed. And believe it or not, he really really improved his skin condition with these massages and exercises that he developed, and they're still being used today. He promoted facial exercise and friction massage, and friction massage uses dry palms of the hands to vigorously massage the face and neck. And another very important massage method is facial lymphatic massage. Now, the lymph system removes and filters waste from the bloodstream, but the lymph doesn't have its own pump system. So it must be physically stimulated by activity and massage. And when the lymph is inactive, waste accumulate, and this can result in puffiness in your face. So facial massage stimulates the lymph system to flow properly, reducing puffiness. And there are a lot of very well-written techniques on the internet and YouTube. And if you look in my book, you can see the technique I use. And I have to say that I had tried a lot of different creams and methods to reduce under-eye puffiness and was never able to get it until I used facial lymphatic massage. I eliminated under-eye puffiness. If you want to see it, go to my website, and I have a recent photo from October 2016. And I've never developed eye puffiness since then, since I've been using this lymphatic facial massage. It only takes about 5 minutes to complete, and it's very effective. And I believe that you can actually reduce puffiness in your chin and under your chin and in your neck area from using this kind of massage as well.
Awesome stuff. And do facial exercises work, and how do they affect the skin?
Yeah, absolutely. And that is one thing that I will do for the, you know, as long as I am able, I'm going to do facial exercises, because essentially facial exercise provides a basic foundation for great skin. Facial exercises can be done anywhere. They don't require special tools, and they can be completed in less than 30 minutes. And they're very effective at maintaining current muscle mass or even building and strengthening your muscles, depending on the exercise methods used. There's just dozens of muscles in the face and neck, depending on how you count them, you know, about 57 muscles in the face and neck. And in the body, muscles connect one end to the bone and the other end to the bone. But in the face, the muscles are a little bit different. The one end of a facial muscle will connect to a bone, but the other end will connect to another muscle or skin. So if your facial muscles atrophy and shrink and sag, your skin is going to sag right along with those muscles. So keeping those muscles strong will reduce skin sag. And it's good to know that a contracted muscle increases circulation 10 times. So when you do facial exercise, your skin is going to look fantastic. And you might think that eating and talking would, you know, strengthen your facial muscles, but they don't. They only exercise a portion of the facial muscles, resulting in uneven facial muscle development, which results in promoting lines in your face. So it's excellent to do facial exercise.
Very, very interesting. Today we're joined by Deborah Tosline, once again, who wrote the book, Skin Remodeling, Do-It-Yourself, An Introduction to the Underground World of Do-It-Yourself Skin Care. She's joined us here on eHealth Radio's Skin Care and Beauty Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Deborah, we've talked about facial exercises. What types of facial exercises are there?
There's a lot of types of exercises out there on the internet, and honestly, you should just try any that call to you. But they're typically in two categories, and one is isometric exercises, which are terrific for maintaining current muscle strength and increasing skin circulation, but they don't do much to build new muscle. Under isometric facial exercises, facial muscles are contracted simply using a systematic set of expressions. So you can do them anywhere, anytime, because you don't need to use your hands or touch your face. There's different exercises available. Now, I do have to admit that the facial exercises do result in some funny face making. So, you know, you're going to look a little bit funny when you make these facial exercises, but it's worth it. And the other type of facial exercise, and the type that I use primarily, are resistance facial exercise, and they involve contracting the facial muscle by using the hands to hold the muscle in place as it's contracted. The muscle is then worked to fatigue, and this causes little tiny micro injuries. And when these micro injuries heal, they result in a bigger, stronger muscle. It's just the same concept as bodybuilding. Now, facial muscles are small and difficult to feel, and if they're atrophied, you might not feel a darn thing. In fact, even as you're doing the exercises, you might not be able to feel the muscles. You might not be able to feel any results. Just keep at it, because with time, your facial muscles will build strength, and one day you're going to feel the muscle and then even maybe be sore after you do the exercises. So resistance facial exercise significantly increases circulation, which is super fantastic, makes you look like you got radiant skin. And know that if your muscles, again, are atrophied, it's going to take some time. It could take years, but you know what? What's the alternative? Is that your facial muscles continually get weaker and shrink instead? You know, go ahead and implement an exercise program where with time, different muscles will get stronger and bigger. So facial exercise is an excellent way to go, whether you do isometric or resistance training.
Now, Deborah, why don't more people massage their skin or practice facial exercise?
Well, my theory is that there's a dramatic difference between some do-it-yourself skincare practices and standard skincare regarding how to handle your facial skin. Urban myth, physicians, estheticians, mothers, friends, and magazines warn us, you know, don't touch, don't pull on your facial skin, your eye and neck skin. And I'm going to tell you, Eric, I completely disagree. Now, I do take care to protect my facial skin from the sun, but aside from that, man, I tug, pinch, pull, and roll the skin on my face with gusto. I vigorously scrub my eye and neck skin with a microdermabrasion cloth, and not only does this feel terrific, it really enhances my skin quality. Now, to me, it just makes sense that if the skin is stimulated, biologic processes will strengthen the skin to handle the force. So I really implore folks to reconsider how you handle your eye and skin, eye, facial, neck skin, and don't be afraid to do this vigorous massage and exercise on your skin. The results are going to be great. Just take your time and take a slow approach.
And lastly, Deborah, how does someone begin a facial massage and exercise routine? Guide us in that direction.
Alrighty. Now, so, you know, no cream, like I said, is going to make your muscles stronger. So it's really vital for you to be proactive and strengthen facial skin and muscles. It's a very important part of a beauty regimen. So toughen up your facial skin, find a set of facial exercises and massage programs. This is very important, that fit your finances and your lifestyle. It has to be something you can embrace and fit into your regular schedule. Start slow and build your facial exercise and massage intensity with time to promote muscle strength and skin processes. Do it within your comfort level. Now, massage is an easy way to instantly brighten your complexion. Just take 5 minutes to pinch, squeeze, pat, or twist your face and neck skin to get the circulation flowing for an immediate glow. Friction massage is a regular part of my skincare regimen, and I hope you'll look into it, because this massage stimulates the skin and will promote new skin cell growth. And if you do this consistently, you're going to see a difference, especially in combination with facial exercise. Now, like I said, these things take time, so practice friction massage consistently for 6 weeks and monitor changes to see how it works for you. As I mentioned before, facial exercise is one of the most effective ways to maintain muscle and even bone strength, and therefore prevent skin sag. So try to make facial exercises a regular part of your schedule. And remember that increased circulation is just going to make you look great immediately. Now, to see results, do resistance facial exercise for 6 months. Give yourself a chance, you know. Feel the changes in your muscle when you do the facial exercise. Take before and after photos. Take a photo before you start, and then 6 weeks later in the same lighting, and 6 weeks later so that you can monitor your progress. Watch for subtle changes in your forehead, eye area, cheeks, lips, chin, and neck. This process is not instantaneous, however, it's cumulative. So the more you do it, the longer you do it, the more results you're going to see. And these are lasting results.
Deborah, thanks so much for being with us once again, and always informative, and we really appreciate it. Where can listeners get more information, purchase your book, and be in touch accordingly?
Yeah, well, you can go to my website if you want an just click on an easy link to purchase the book. My website is skinremodelingdiy.com. Otherwise, you can go to Amazon, you can go to Barnes & Noble, or even the Apple iTunes bookstore, and you can purchase my book from any of those locations. You can get it in hard copy or in electronic format.
Once again, Deborah, thanks so much, and thanks for taking a moment to be with us here again on eHealth Radio. Have a great day.
Thank you, Eric. It was a pleasure.
Always is. We've been speaking with, once again, Deborah Tosline, who wrote the book Skin Remodeling DIY, An Introduction to the Underground World of Do-It-Yourself Skin Care. The book summarizes the skin's biologic processes, ingredients used in premium skin care, and information about advanced do-it-yourself skin care methods using cosmeceuticals and cosmetic dermatology. And for more information and for contact, the website that does it all, it's skinremodelingdiy.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Skin Care and Beauty Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening, and until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.